Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so today we're doing something a bit different. A unique mission, you could say. Our source material, it's super concise, like really concise. It's basically a title. Excerpts from pre-market home sales in competitive areas.
Right.
And then this key phrase that jumps out. The shift toward pre-market home sales in competitive areas.
Yeah.
Now you might think, okay, a title and a subtitle, what can you really get from that? But that's where we're diving in. We're going to unpack what's actually in those few words.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here isn't just, you know, the words themselves. It's the whole idea presented like this, so distilled.
Yeah.
Even just that title and the subtitle, it flags a pretty big trend, doesn't it? A real conceptual shift happening in, well, a really important market.
Mm.
And understanding what's behind those terms, the implications.
Yeah.
That's really the key, I think, to seeing what's going on maybe beneath the surface level.
Okay, so that's our mission then for this deep dive. Let's figure out what this little snippet of info is really telling us. Like pre-market home sales, what does that actually mean?
Right.
And competitive areas. What makes an area competitive in this context? And this whole shift toward thing, what does that imply for, you know, the housing market generally?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess most importantly, what does all this actually mean for you listening? Whether you're, I don't know, trying to buy or sell, or maybe you're just interested in keeping up with how the economy is changing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's start right there. Pre-market home sales. We hear that term tossed around sometimes, but what's the real impact?
Well, pre-market home sales,
mm-hmm.
basically, it means properties that are sold before they ever get listed publicly. You know, bypassing things like the main listing services, the MLS.
Okay, before the public sees them.
Exactly.
Oh.
And it's not just about selling fast. It suggests the deal's happening outside the usual sort of open market. Often it involves maybe agent networks, sharing things quietly, pocket listings, they sometimes call them, or deals within exclusive buyer groups. It shows how quick agents and, frankly, savvy people are adapting when demand is super high.
So wait, this isn't just speed. It's almost like a different track, a separate market.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
The implication, it feels like. Speed, yes, but also exclusivity. Like the sale happens before most people even know the house could be bought.
That's it, precisely.
So right. If you're a buyer just looking at Zillow or whatever public sites.
Are you kind of seeing, are you seeing a filtered view? Maybe the less competitive stuff?
That's the potential outcome, yes. Some people are calling it a shadow market.
Shadow market, okay.
Where the really desirable properties, especially in these hot areas we'll talk about, they might get snapped up before hitting the mainstream platforms at all.
So what's left? The publicly listed inventory might increasingly be, you know, the homes that didn't sell pre-market. Or maybe homes that just didn't get that immediate buzz.
Yeah.
Which could definitely shape how the average buyer perceives what's actually available out there.
Understood. Okay, so take that idea, pre-market, sort of hidden sales. How does that connect with the other bit, competitive areas? The source specifically says this is happening there. What makes an area competitive here? And why would these kinds of, well, less visible sales actually thrive in those places?
Yeah, connecting those dots is crucial. Competitive areas, think high demand, low inventory. Prices may be climbing fast.
The usual suspects.
Pretty much. Places where you have way more buyers than available homes. Competition is fierce. Which leads to that interesting question you raise. Why would pre-market sales, which seem to avoid open competition, do well there? It feels a bit backwards at first glance, doesn't it?
It really does. If homes in these hot areas are already selling like hotcakes, often over asking once mm-hmm. they do hit the market, why bother going pre-market? What's the angle? For the seller, for the buyer, it sounds almost like you need the secret handshake, you know?
Uh-huh. That's actually a pretty good analogy. There are definitely strategic advantages. For buyers who are really on the ball, maybe well-connected, mm-hmm. it's a way to get a massive edge, right?
Yay.
Secure a place without getting into a bidding war with 10 other people. Avoid that whole stressful, potentially overpriced situation.
Okay, makes sense for the buyer. What about the seller?
For sellers, well, can mean a faster, quieter deal,
mm-hmm.
maybe less hassle. They can test the waters on price without full public scrutiny. It's kind of about maximizing efficiency and control when the stakes are really high.
Right, control. Okay, so if we put it all together, this shift toward pre-market home sales and competitive areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just industry jargon. It's like a snapshot of a market changing under intense pressure. It suggests that in the really sought after spots, the real action, maybe the most effective buying and selling, is happening more and more behind the curtain. away from the websites and open houses we all see.
That seems to be the implication, yes.
That seems to be the implication, yes.
But
yeah,
is this shift always a good thing? I mean, are there downsides? You mentioned transparency earlier. What happens to market transparency if lots of deals are happening off MLS?
That's a really excellent point. It's efficient, yes. Strategic advantages for those in the loop, definitely. But it absolutely raises questions about fairness, accessibility, equity for everyone else.
Yep.
It could make the market feel more opaque, maybe more exclusive, mm-hmm. potentially favoring people who already have the right connections or, you know, deep pockets.
Mm-hmm.
What the shift really shows, I think, is how sophisticated some players are getting. They understand leverage, timing, and they're adapting to this intense demand by creating this faster, more direct way to trade properties.
Okay, makes sense. So let's just quickly recap the main ideas we've kind of pulled out of just this title and subtitle. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah. We've talked about the strategic angle of pre-market home sales deals done before the public listing.
Yeah.
We explored what competitive areas really means, these high demand zones where this behavior is flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big one, this shift toward these kinds of deals, suggesting a real change in how the market operates and maybe, like you said, how transparent it is.
Right.
So this deep dive, even with, well, barely any source material to start with, has really shown a light on some fundamental dynamics, hasn't it?
It really has. And it underscores, I think, the value of thinking critically. Even when you just have a couple of phrases.
Yeah.
Just understanding these core ideas, what pre-market is, the nuances of competitive zones, what a shift implies, it gives you a kind of foundational awareness.
Right.
And that helps you interpret other market signals, maybe future news reports. It lets you connect the dots better, even with limited information.
Absolutely. So here's something maybe to think about as you go about your day, perhaps listening to the news or even just thinking about your own situation. How might just knowing that this shift has a name, how might that change your own perspective? How you look at the real estate market, how you think about property values.
That's a great question.
Like, how does knowing about all this potential behind the scenes action change how you see the properties that do eventually pop up on the public market? What does it really mean for who gets access to the most desirable homes?
Definitely some food for thought there.
Indeed.
We'll leave you with that. See you next time on The Deep Dive.